What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
A howdy, a holy, a come and get to know me, come on!
Come and get to know me!
Oh!
Very nice. Welcome in.
I enjoyed it, but you'll be hearing from my legal team.
is this a repeat?
No.
Oh, okay.
But the come on at the end.
Oh, trademark. That's
my bedingy.
Ah, I was unaware.
You stole a man's bedingy.
You did.
Oh, never steal a man's bedingy.
Never.
That is, it's perfect. It's episode 225, Mike.
You can enjoy my bedingy when I'm using it.
Okay.
That is the saying. Welcome in. We're going to do a
but
show
it's
now.
Mine.
We're going to do a show now. It's not, technically you can't call it your bedingy because that violates my.
That is true.
I was just,
trademark.
I was putting it in terms that he would understand.
Yeah, terms that you cannot use.
Yes.
Like Super Bowl, it's the big game.
Right.
So a bedingy, you're going to have to call it something else.
Yeah, everybody.
The big finish.
Come on.
Would you rather life advice? And we are drafting different ways to say hello on today's show. So different greetings, different hellos.
I like it.
Yeah, it should
give
be fun.
Give you something to use in your day-to-day life.
Yeah, just make your impact, your first impressions that much better or worse.
Or worse. Yeah. According to my list,
worse.
Potentially much worse than just a simple hello.
Yes, yes. At SpitballersPod on Twitter, thank you for subscribing to the show, for following it, for leaving us a review, for telling your friends. This is episode 225 somehow. 225. Incredible. The amount of wisdom
we're making our way.
We've doled out so much knowledge and wisdom and know-how that the world is clearly a better place.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want proof of how good this podcast is, look around and see how well the world is working, and there's the proof.
Exactly.
The charts are up.
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Question from Jackson over on Patreon. Would you rather be able to breathe underwater or be able to breathe in space?
Okay, now...
got problems already.
Of course. I think what this means is survive underwater or survive in space, because breathing is one problem in space, but breathing won't help when my body immediately freezes.
Yes.
So is this... The ground rules here are maybe survive underwater, survive in outer space. Are we just getting breathing and nothing else? Because then that's an easy underwater.
Yeah, but you're having to make the assumption that you can get to space. Right.
Yeah.
So if you go and you go with survive in space, there is still a technological something. I can go jump in the ocean right now.
Right.
Or even your pool.
But I can't go that deep.
Right.
Because of the breathing.
Because of the pressure. I mean, the surviving underwater, and you're saying the pressure is irrelevant now?
Yeah. Well, the pressure is irrelevant. Just period. I mean, look at scuba divers. If you acclimate to it. Like, eventually, you just do the thing where you close your nose and you
not
blow out.
Not to a certain degree.
Oh, scuba divers go very deep.
Well, no, I mean, you can't.
No,
there's special submarines to go certain distances.
Yeah, see,
so you certainly cannot go to the bottom
of the
ocean.
Yeah, you're talking about, like, a small difference near the top of the ocean.
I'm going to see what's the deepest you can scuba.
This is a great question.
I'm not saying you can't acclimate and go deeper. I'm just saying you can't really explore the way you'd want to due to pressure.
Well, I'm gonna disagree with you there, which is once you get to where the pressure is really going to affect you, I would imagine it's dark.
Yeah,
and you're not exploring anything anyways.
Swimmers can hit 20 feet. Experienced divers can safely dive to about 40 feet.
Well, that's not scuba.
Yeah, that's not
It's a scuba divers.
I looked up here. This is from oceanexplorer.noaa.gov. Technical divers may work in the range of 170 to 350 feet, sometimes even deeper.
That sounds like they've got some special equipment. But
while the recommended maximum...
Yes, they are wearing scuba gear.
The recommended maximum depth for conventional scuba diving is 130 feet.
Did you say the recommended depth?
Depth.
Oh, okay. Because that is also the recommended depth.
Yes.
Around 150 feet is the ideal depth to have a death.
So, you know, this is you can go down. But I agree. Obviously, in order to have this question have any relevance, you can also get to outer space.
Well, no, I mean, then no one's taking the ocean.
I would still take the ocean.
I am.
I don't think you recognize how incredibly boring, man. Infinite. Like, it'll be incredible to see the Earth, right? You're up there, you see the Earth from space. Unbelievable. You're done. You've explored everything you're going to be able to reach.
Also,
there's not enough cool stuff in the ocean to keep me coming back for more versus getting to every night I can go out and just chill and float around in space.
But how do you move in space?
Well, this is why this whole question sucks.
Hey, I'm just trying to break it down here for our fine supporter.
I mean, the problem,
on our Patreon.
The problem is it can get broken down 1,000 depths.
Yeah.
Or in your case, 150 feet.
But that's what we're here to do.
I mean, what do you mean, how do you move? You're not getting anywhere in space.
That's my point. It's like, if you're outside of the ship and you can just, we're saying you can survive in street clothes out in space, you still have no way to propel yourself.
I still think
you can't like swim. Is
no,
that,
sure.
No,
really?
Even if you let, sure, let them swim in space.
Okay,
you're not
fine.
Covering enough
no,
ground.
No. Obviously, that was my point. It's like once you see the Earth and that's cool, there's nothing else you're going to be able to reach, even if you can. But I want to rewind this for a second. Are you telling me, like, when you're out there, if I were to like do the swimming motion,
correct?
I'm not propelling myself forward at all.
That is correct. Whatever force you were able to like that got you moving, so you pushed the ship. And then, which
that's the end. That's
yeah,
the
that's,
force.
You
because
will,
there's no gravity.
You will continue to move that direction and that speed, infinite.
Yeah, forever.
And, until you get, I guess, you get pulled into like a gravitational.
Now,
pull
if you do the motion
type.
In the same direction in which you're
it'll
propelling,
look like you're swimming.
You will look like you're swimming.
Which, now that's pretty cool.
Space swimming's pretty sweet.
Here, I'm gonna. I mean, this is a would you rather. It's subjective. I'm formally going space because at the end of the day. Yes, you can do more exploration in the water and see a couple things. That will get old as well. And you're going to have to swim to do it. And the ocean's pretty big. I just think at the end of the day, I'm going to want to go chill in space with that view more often than I want the ocean view. And that's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, the view is spectacular from outer space, but I want diversity and change. I want to see the animal life and, you know, no sharks, please.
Well, you can't get rid of the shark.
Well, you know, I'm going to not go in the sharky water. I'm going to stay where it's safe.
So you're going to explore. You're going to have the ability to breathe underwater at shore.
Yeah.
You are.
Because everything else is sharky waters.
You're going to see me 2 feet in the water laying face down.
He's hiding in the coral.
No
He's
problem.
Just hiding in the coral.
You are overlooking. You are instantly the world's greatest Marco Polo player. You
That's
are,
a good point, Mike.
You could be.
How could you overlook that?
I'm dumbfounded that
Mike
you that you did.
You
I mean,
would jump above Marco and Polo.
Yes.
And they're the only two in the list right now.
You'll be undefeated. If you want to go into like synchronized swimming, you could be the best.
He may be talking you into space.
I also think that just simply using this in my pool in the backyard would
yes.
be super cool. I'm swimming underwater all day. I'm impressing everyone.
So let's say you have this power in the ocean and you're on like the deadliest catch, right? And you're working on the boat in the middle of the Bering Sea. It's honestly the scariest landscape I've ever seen. Like that genuinely, like the idea of stormy,
yeah.
dark black ocean with no land within thousands of miles.
And it's freezing.
In freezing cold. Now, you jump off because it's like a party trick, right? Everybody else is yep. like doing their work and you're like, peace, and you leap
right.
off.
Oh, no, I fell.
And then you can survive in the ocean.
Yeah.
But.
We're saying temperature-wise, you can still survive.
Yeah, same
everything,
as space.
Yeah.
Just,
okay.
All right. Sharks can kill me.
Yeah, but like you're dying, right? Because you're going to not have food.
There's plenty of food in the ocean.
Yeah,
you
it's swimming
catch,
all around you.
You couldn't catch a thing.
I could catch a fish.
In the water?
Is it filled with like Fiji water? Because you're going to need to drink too.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are problems, but I'm going to get back on that boat.
Okay. And, all right, Mike, what's your final answer here? We've got to move on.
I'm taking the water. I'll take the water. If I have to get the Costner gills from Waterworld, I'll still do that.
I think you want the gills.
Yeah,
you're
I
darn right.
Say,
I think
I was gonna say,
all,
that's an upgrade.
You're just wanting gills, man.
It would be
Also, total insult to your space-oriented, you know, you've always enjoyed space.
Yes.
And here you are with the chance to float around in it, pretending you're swimming.
It's just floating around, and you're getting all the radiation. Like, it's a problem. Okay. It's a problem.
All right, Madison from Patreon, would you rather have... Let's get back to something a little more up our alley.
Yeah.
Madison wants to know, would you rather have to poop in the middle of the woods with no toilet...
Been there.
Or have to poop in a public restroom with no toilet seat. Public restroom, no toilet seat. That now, is as gross as it gets.
We're just saying, so it's like the toilet is still there, mm-hmm. but you don't have the seat part. You've got the thin rim.
The thin rim. Which, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have the badonkadonk to handle a thin rim. I'm going in.
I think
that's a dive.
You got to... you got to change your orientation.
Yeah. I got to go one cheek up.
No, you got to face. You got to face.
Whoa,
you got to face the tank.
I got to ride it like a horse.
Couldn't you still stay the same direction, but just go like super light, wide legs?
Yeah, but I think that there'd be a problem
because you could go super wide legs.
Super wide legs. You're saying a problem for excavation.
No, I'm saying a problem.
Evacuation.
I'm saying falling in
excavation. We're going in and getting it out.
There's a leverage thing there because you're still falling in.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there's enough of a tipping point. Not for you.
Okay. Yeah, well, I've got the badonkadonk. Yeah. I'll be fine, but I will be uncomfortable.
You will.
Just picture a really skinny person with long legs and a wide, thin rim. Like, they can't really support themselves enough without dipping.
Well, that's fun for what I'm picturing.
I mean,
you're going in.
Can you go to the bathroom submerged?
In the water?
Like, if you just kind of commit yourself to, like, I'm in the water.
I could poop in that ocean. I mean, if I'm in the water.
Could you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just talking about a dip.
Well, man. I think
would that be pretty hard to overcome?
Yeah, mentally.
There would be some red flags there to your body.
Is there some backwash?
I don't think anything's getting in.
No, but it's getting all over.
Yeah, I mean, it's not pleasant. This isn't something I'm asking for.
I mean, your butt cheeks are in there, so everything is contaminated immediately.
I don't see the problem of pooping in the middle of the woods.
No, that's what you do when you go camping.
There's no one else out there.
But you have to find the woods. Are you instantly transported?
Yes, you're in the woods.
Like, was this Narnia? I go to my bathroom and it's the woods?
No, I thought this was a question of like a one-time event.
Okay.
You know, like you got to go poop.
Which is the better place to poop is basically the question.
I'm not a camper. Now, so when you're deucing in the woods,
uh-huh.
is this a squat?
Yeah, it's just a squat.
It's a squat.
There's
and you've got to use.
I couldn't do it.
You got to use leaves and stuff.
Well, that's for
a wipe.
Yes.
You're saying in this question, not when you're camping. I mean, I bring toilet paper when I go camping.
In this
you don't get teepee.
In this question, you've got to use what you got. And the one real risk in the woods, and I've had this risk.
There's a lot of risks in the woods.
Just peeing in the wilderness, I've had this risk.
Bears.
Well, yeah, that's risk. That's at the tippy top of the list. But just general animals / pests.
Yeah.
Because midstream,
you hear a rattle.
Like Mike, you just tweeted.
I was gonna bring it up.
Go ahead.
I was in a restaurant the other day and went to use the bathroom.
Congratulations.
I don't know the story.
Just a normal, well, it's not a huge story.
You don't
story,
follow
but
him
was,
on Twitter.
It was just, I go to the bathroom, you know, it's just stand up number one at the urinal.
Okay.
I'm midst business and I look around. There are multiple mosquitoes.
Oh no.
Flying around and I am I'm in the middle of things and a bit, you know, vulnerable.
You got to stay focused.
You're vulnerable.
I'm very vulnerable.
Yeah.
You don't
have a mosquito net.
No, there is no net protecting me. And I'm like
you're blowing on them.
Because my hands are occupied at the moment.
You have to use both hands.
I've always known
you're an impressive man. Like,
now, you said, I mean, you were pooping at the cabin, and there was a spider, and you ended
my gosh, it was the worst thing ever.
You bidet'd yourself.
Yes, I'm mid-washing on
you
a bidet.
Bidet'd yourself?
I bidet'd myself because...
He leapt up.
I've got the bidet life, and I'm cleaning the job that's been done. So I'm mid-wash, and there's a spider crawling towards my foot. I don't have... voluntary actions at that point. I am up out of that seat, but now I'm getting sprayed all over, and I wasn't like done with the wash. So this is a real problem. I had to
rewash.
Oh man!
Well, I had to dry first. and then rewash.
The best part of that story was his entire family had just left the cabin.
Oh, yeah.
So this is his first action alone in the cabin.
Oh, my gosh.
Completely alone.
But so which I suppose is better. But
like in the woods, you're telling me you're able to maintain that squat position?
I think you can get there.
You are, but there's two different ways you can do this, okay? One is you have to completely release one leg from the pants. You can't obviously squat with the pants.
Yeah. Okay. You probably should go full Donald.
Duck. I mean, yes, full Donald Duck. You cannot,
as he's known for.
You cannot do the squat poop with the shorts around the ankles.
I get that.
What about a crab
or
position?
You can't crab position.
Where you're like on your hands and your feet with the back up?
Because then you can get away from animals.
I think you brought up whether or not you could succeed with your butt being in the water or whether that would stop you. The crab position would be a full stop. Body would not allow that excavation process. The other option here, if you don't want to remove one leg from the pants, is you hold a tree and you squat backwards.
Yes.
You're holding.
That's the preferred.
Yeah, that's how I do
that's
it.
That's what I would go
with. That's not a backwards. That's just a squat while you're supported.
Take a look in the Slack channel.
It's not backwards. Yeah, I'm seeing there's a lot of
the
different.
They call it the pole dancer.
Yeah, when you're holding on to the tree.
That's the way I want to.
That's how I do it. Which is
wait. What do you mean? How you do it? That presumes you've done it more than once.
Yeah, I've gone camping many a time.
You've said you would hold it through whole camping.
I usually can make it through a camping trip, 3 days hold it. But you know, sometimes you got to go.
Yeah, I mean,
the break dancers.
You fellas have strong legs.
I think I will do all of these versus the possibility of tumbling into a public restroom.
You won't
toilet.
Tumble in if you face the tank. I'm telling you. You'll be safe.
Won't poop.
No. Not to mention the embarrassment of someone coming in and seeing my feet aiming that direction.
Oh, that would be so. Imagine sitting down and you just or walking by your seat.
You sit down in the stall next to it
and
you
riding.
Look over and the feet are facing the wall. I can't imagine what I would do in that moment. I think I would just have to laugh out loud immediately.
So all right, we need to move on. I'm going to take the middle of the woods for lack of embarrassment. Final answers?
I'm in the woods.
I've got my technique.
Okay. Benny from Twitter, would you rather be able to talk to ghosts or be able to walk through walls? This is presuming that ghosts exist.
I was going to say, that's a big part of this question. Because I might be able to talk to ghosts right now.
But here's the thing. If you're going to take the talk to ghosts, I mean, I guess you could gather information. But that is, you start with the, are ghosts real? Perhaps you believe in them, perhaps you don't. But here's the thing. Nobody's going to believe you that you say you're talking to ghosts.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's true.
You just look like you're talking to nobody.
What is the advantage of walking through walls?
It's awesome. bank robbery. Well, I guess you can't carry your materials.
No. So does that
what are the rules about walking through walls? Do your clothes go with you?
I think the clothes have to go with you.
So then,
you're not leaving the clothes up against every wall you go through.
But well, just the first one.
Well, you got to put clothes on in the next room.
You better be walking through a wall to a closet,
that
brother.
That would be a nuisance. You have a robe hanging up in every room.
Yeah.
But I mean, that would then imply it's whatever you're touching.
Yes.
Can go.
Yeah, you can bring everything with you.
So then I can rob a bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Think so.
Yeah, now, but then you're a bank robber.
You're still.
I could. I could, police.
Walking through walls does not mean you get away with a bank robbery.
Oh,
but you're still on camera.
No. Yes, you do. Because unless they put you to death, you escape every prison.
Yeah.
You cannot be contained if you can walk through walls.
Also,
you're never contained.
Also, you just walk up to the back. You don't have to go through the lobby. You just go up to the back of the bank where the vault is and walk through.
You don't think there's cameras in the
vault?
You
don't think I'm wearing a mask?
Okay. All right. I didn't think you were wearing a mask.
You're one step ahead of me already.
You are quite a white-collar criminal over here, Mike.
The wall one would be very valuable. The ghost one is ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what?
I don't want to talk to ghosts. If ghosts are real, I don't want to talk to them.
Well, let's set a default for what, if I say today, if I tell you the breaking news on the front headline of the of the paper, it says ghosts exist.
Okay.
And you are now making your presumption of what that means. What does it mean? Because it could mean friendly relatives from the past are ghosts that still live and walk around you. It could be horror oriented. It could just be anything. What are you thinking about?
If it says ghosts exist, and this is now tomorrow morning, ghosts exist.
Confirmed.
That is, that to me, that means dead people who are stuck in some bad state are now among us.
Because they haven't moved on?
Yeah. Like, that's my mental picture.
Or they're just in the next level.
Sure, but that's not my mental. My mental picture is that they are trapped.
They're kind
and
of stuck
sad
here.
And upset.
They haunt things because they don't have anything else to do.
Yeah. There's only one friendly ghost. That's been established. That's Casper. Outside of that, they're haunters.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to say. It would just be Casper the ghost. if you knew that they were going to be friendly, you had to qualify it.
So all of your
relatives. They're unfriendly.
So your relatives, they turn on you?
Well, they're not ghosts, hopefully.
Look, once my relatives get to a certain age, they're already upset. And that's while they're alive. You think they're happier dead? They're going to be grumpy.
Yeah, you don't get to eat when you're a ghost.
Are you just hungry all the time?
You're hungry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean.
What a nightmare. I love eating.
So, I mean, what do you think of when you say a ghost? Are you going to, what's the Patrick Swayze movie? Ghost.
Oh, yes. Man, there was this movie about ghosts.
Real popular. He did a lot of ghostly things as a ghost.
Right.
The name of the movie was Ghost.
Yes, it was. Great movie.
But in that one, I mean, he was just like, well, he was trying to get, was he trying to get back?
I don't think I've ever seen Ghost.
I think he was just trying to protect her from being, to find who killed him.
He was killed in a robbery and he was trying to, so help her find who killed her.
Yeah.
I think all ghosts are people. As soon as you're a ghost, you're in a Victorian outfit.
That's a good point.
Okay.
Like, only old-timey people can be can be ghosts.
Now, so I think that will change hundreds of years from now, right? Like, there's,
no.
You think that
that's
they're stuck.
So when I pass on, if we stay as ghosts, we are now in Victorian outfits.
Now, what about people before the Victorian era? They also became Victorian outfits?
Like,
so it was like a preview?
Like cavemen inherited a beautiful Victorian robe.
Yes.
Okay.
Incredible.
Well, facts. Facts.
I will take walking through walls for 1,000, please.
Yeah, walking through walls is awesome.
Should we move on or do we have time for another?
Let's do one more.
Okay. Josiah, from the website, would you rather always have magical access to the most luxurious and clean bathroom ever? Wow, we're in the bathroom again. Or never need to change... to charge any battery ever again. Would you rather always have magical access to the most luxurious and clean bathroom ever?
So you never have to worry about public restrooms. Anytime you're out, you just transport to this really nice bathroom.
I see the benefits from that. I'm trying to figure out the battery part.
Well, the battery, I get that.
An electric car, okay. You can drive it forever.
Uh-huh. Well, you don't have to charge your cell phone.
Yeah,
I've been so inconvenienced that time where I'm.
You never have to take that watch off.
Where I'm not awake and can't use my phone, I just charge it.
There are times.
Talk me into this.
There are times that you have had your battery low. There's no way you haven't experienced like, oh man, I'm running low. Yes. I need to charge. I forgot to charge.
I think it'd be more about the innovation. If you knew that was your power, then you could get anything battery powered. And it would be infinite for you.
Your laptop's good.
I mean,
forever.
Literally at CES, did you see these battery powered televisions that they have?
I did not.
These are amazing. So they're hot swap batteries that each battery will give you 6 hours a day of TV use for a month. And so the TVs have no wires, and the TVs have like a little vacuum suction on the back, so you can pick them up and you can put them anywhere.
I don't understand.
And they have a pump that suctions the back.
So we no longer have to do all the annoying mounting.
There's nothing
of a TV.
Like that.
So that part is, that's awesome.
Wait, I'm confused. The 6 hours a day for a month.
They're just saying that would be the average.
That's the average capacity.
For one battery.
For one battery. And so you have one charging and you have one that you swap. And I think maybe it has like two in there at once. And then when one gets low, it lets you know and you swap them. but you can lift it up. You can put it anywhere.
It's a 12-inch TV.
It looks like a watch.
Yeah, it's basically.
No, it was really cool. But like the technology would begin to emerge where, I mean, think about it. Houses run on generator batteries. Well, you'd never run out.
Ooh.
So you're not paying
is
a power
free
bill.
Power?
It's free power.
Okay. I'm just saying, that's what I'm saying. I need to be talked into
this. There's a little
this.
Bit more, a few more perks there than the whole like. Now, if I'm sitting on the couch and I got to pee and I can blink and I'm on the toilet in this luxury bathroom and then I blink again and I'm back on the couch.
It's not just clean. It's luxurious.
Yeah, there's a bidet in every stall.
I mean, it's.
Are there mints?
It's a luxurious
bathroom.
Of course
there are mints.
Is there a person giving me the mints that has to live in there?
User choice.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
That's something you find out about yourself when you go in that luxury bathroom.
I didn't know.
I wanted
this. I was
a
bathroom attendant person.
I for the record, because you know I'm
you're pro.
I'm a fancy schmancy.
No.
I love fancy restaurants.
You're
love,
a schmancy boy.
I'm a schmancy boy. Thank you. That's the right word, and that is exactly who I am. I'm a schmancy boy. I am extremely anti-bathroom.
Okay,
attendant.
So thank goodness.
And that's where I figured you guys might think that I'm in on that. Because, you know, a lot of times...
I would have thought you were in on that.
Yeah, where
I would have thought you would have liked tipping a bathroom attendant.
Yeah, I mean,
I do tip
them.
Maybe on the basis
them,
of how good your poop was.
But I hate tipping a bathroom attendant because, one, who has cash?
Right.
Tippable cash. Like
they you know, have to have... They have to take e-payments now, right?
I hope not, but
oh, just touch?
Like
that'd be nice.
I'm saying like the bathroom attendant hands you something and then just holds up the QR code.
But it's
like, "Eh?"
It's just so awkward. And the worst part is if you're at a place where you're there for a while. Okay, so I've been in this situation before where
because you got to see him more than once.
Yes. So now I've gone in there. I've tipped the dude. I was generous. I gave him a tinsky and took the mints. And
yeah, you're a schmancy boy.
And then I'm like, I don't want to go
a
to the
tinsky.
It's just depending on what I have on me. Like
the
I don't,
awkwardness of it does.
I
potentially...
don't open up a cashier drawer and be like, well, do I want to use my ones or fives? It's like, what do I have? And so maybe I
take
give him
my watch, sir.
something nice. But later on, I'm like, I have to pee. I do not want to go in there because is he going to remember that I already tipped him?
If you win a Tensky, then you've prepaid. You're good. Your tab is closed.
I get that completely. I have no responsibility. You don't have to tip. Tipping is optional. And then if I know I've already tipped 10, I should be able to go in there and leave. No problem. I should get a high five on my way out second time.
But they might not recognize you.
But that's my fear. And I'm just like, that's like, I'm all worried that I'm going to go in there and they're going to be like, what a jerk. He didn't tip me. It's like, oh, I did earlier.
So do you make small talk with them? Do you say something like, wonderful poop?
That's not usually my go-to.
Okay, all right.
You need to use a real over-the-top accent.
Oh, so that they remember me.
Introduce
the next time.
Yourself.
Yeah, just say, Croiky! What a jumbler! I don't know.
Is that the name of a...
A real growler, a mighty one. They'll remember you.
Oh, boy. We need to move on. Yeah, the bathroom attendant thing doesn't seem... It's just an invented... Like, what would be another job that doesn't need to be done that you could just get tips for? Like, is there anything out there that... I mean, obviously, you have people run up to you in the street and clean your window, and then they want you to tip them.
That's not an official job.
That's not a job.
No,
that's being homeless.
They are not employed,
currently.
Well,
this is... The problem is... It's completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
I was going to do this.
Could you get tips for just holding the bathroom door open and like opening the door and closing the
as
door?
As long as you have a vest on.
Oh, you need the vest.
Yes.
Or a cummerbund.
Like,
yes,
what if someone,
that's
what
fine
if,
too.
What if you came to take out your garbage and then someone's out there just waiting by your garbage cans? They took it out. They're on the street already. They know your time. And they're just waiting. Hey, sir, I took your garbage out. Be like, what are you doing? Go away.
You are on to a service, though.
The garbage man?
Yeah. Of like, no. No, someone who actually pulls your cans out.
Sure.
From the backyard.
Please.
Like.
And put them in.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just like.
You should be able to upgrade your trash service from the trash company.
But that's actually, I think you're on the way that there's
old
school paperboy routes.
Yes.
Or I'll mow your
yes.
lawn. There should be a kid in every neighborhood who goes around
gosh.
And just says, hey, I would like to offer my services.
They know the day.
They know the day. They live in that neighborhood. And they go around and every neighbor subscribes. And it's just $5 a neighbor. It's like nothing. But they got 20 neighbors. So now they're getting $100 a week, just taking out everyone's garbage, putting it all in. Come on, kids, grow up and make something of yourself.
That's a genius idea.
And this started from making fun of that idea.
Wonderful. See, we do affect the world.
We do.
Now let's dish some advice out. Hey, Spitwads, I want to talk to you about Factor Meals because, well, if you're anything like me, I don't want to have to think about what I am going to eat. I want something delicious that's easy, that's preferably dietitian approved. That way I don't gain like 5,000 pounds. And I would like it to be fast. And that's what Factor does. And I've told this story before, but I got Factor Meals in the mail and I enjoyed a couple of them. And then my son stole about half of them and begged me for more. So he was addicted as well. What I liked about the Factor Meals is that there are 35 different options to choose from. So you got variety. And then you could just like jump right into like Calorie Smart or Protein Plus if you're working out, or some keto folks out there can jump in on keto meals. And there's 60 add-ons that are included. These are two-minute meals. You can fuel up fast. They're restaurant quality. You can get pancakes. You can get smoothies. You can get all sorts of delicious stuff. All you have to do is head to factormeals.com/ballers50 and use the code ballers50 to get 50% off. That's the code ballers50 at factormeals.com/ballers50 to get 50% off.
Spitballers to the rescue.
It's been a minute since we've had the life advice drop. That thing's real chill.
Yeah.
That's real chill.
Let's take it easy.
Because we're very serious.
When you give advice, I mean, you got to be calm and cool.
Well, Sophia is over on Patreon. She says, my family and I were recently invited to my brother's wedding.
Here we go.
Congratulations.
We were also excited to be able to celebrate a special day with him until we found out that his fiance was planning to have the ceremony in a very non-traditional way. She wants to have it on a boat in a different country, which means that all of us would have to fly overseas to attend, and my family and I are all very uncomfortable with this idea, but we don't want to upset my brother. What is the best way to approach the situation without causing drama or making it worse?
Bad news, Sophia.
Yeah.
There's going to be some drama. Or at least some drama mean.
Nice. Oh, I like
that's
one.
Good.
Thank you.
Do I have a... Oh, okay.
That works.
That'll work. I didn't push it.
Oh, all right. Thanks,
someone else did. But yeah... Step one, I mean, look, non-traditional, you go with the boat. Okay, fine. Do we need to combine these things?
With another
with
country?
With a destination wedding?
Well, I mean, maybe they're taking the boat to the destination. before, as they get to the end, they're going to get married on it.
This is like, can you pay money to have seasickness to celebrate my wedding for me?
Yeah, I mean, there are some pros and cons here. First of all, I think, like, I'm huge into big traditional wedding ceremonies. I love the tradition, but whoever's getting married, they get to decide. Like, they want to get married on a boat, they want to get married on a beach, they want to get married in Thailand or wherever. You don't get to decide that. But maybe you can bribe them out of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's their decision. But what if it was all expenses paid at the Hyatt Regency? You know what I mean? Like,
wait, you're saying you have to pay?
If you're trying to get out of this,
look, they,
you can't just tell them, no, I don't want to do that. You shouldn't do that. You can't do
that.
But that's the real life advice. Let's say it's settled. How do you approach not attending? Because there's no way for you to not attend and not offend, right?
Oh, you have
you
to
must attend
it rhymes.
Or you will offend.
Yes. You have to attend.
But it's expensive.
How? Okay, this
can
was
brother.
Can you
send a tribute from the whole family? Like one person goes as a representative for the whole family?
The question here, it's upset the brother. What level of relative do you have to be before you can opt out?
I think as immediate family's stuck for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
grandparents are stuck.
Like is cousins too close?
Cousins can skip it.
Yep.
Okay.
As soon as you're past the nuclear, for me, I am. It's
grandparents
out.
Can skip
the
it.
Nuclear.
Yeah.
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, the nuclear family. So I would say
nucleus.
No, I get what you're
right?
saying. It's nuclear family.
Yeah, that's the word.
I've never heard it called that. Like the center of something is called the nuclear.
Well, it's not the nucleus.
No, it's a nuclear family.
A couple and their dependent children. Regarded
is it nuclear?
Yes.
It's a basic
I've
social
learned
unit.
Something.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know why it's called the nuclear family. Yeah, that family, doesn't make but sense. Maybe it's because that's happened in modern day since nuclear times. I don't know. But
not a thing like that. But,
nuclear, well, now we got to find out.
There wasn't a nuclear generation.
Why is it called a nuclear family?
It's also known as an elementary family.
What?
Yeah.
These are people making stuff up. All right. But anyway, so you're saying immediate family, you have to go.
Core members.
Yeah.
Nuclear.
Yeah.
I like the core part.
But, yeah, so you don't think grandparents are obligated to go on that trip?
I don't think grandparents
are obligated. I would use your old age if you feel obligated.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my back.
My weak knees get out of the ocean.
I'm on Social Security.
See, that's a Victorian ghost.
I wish I had. Oh, here's an easy way out, guys. I just figured it out.
I'm not alive anymore.
No. You're going. You are RSVP'd. You're absolutely going. The day of departure, can't find my passport.
Ooh.
Oh, destination.
Destination wedding. Don't have my passport. Whoopsie. I'll send you a gift.
Yeah, that's not a bad way out.
It's better than the awkward conversation.
Now, I will say this. In truth, if you cannot afford a destination, right? Like,
right.
Some people, it's like, I don't want to go. I can afford it, but I just don't want to go. And they're going to forget their passport. But there are certain family members, it's like, I can't just travel to Tahiti. I've got $50 in the bank. And at that point, you got to be allowed. You should just go and say, I would love to attend. I cannot afford it. You can either pay for me to go, which you do not need to do, or I'm out. And yeah, we love each other. I mean, that's their choice in going destination.
I was going to say, if you don't actually want to go and you use that excuse, there is the risk that they'll pay for you. And then you do have to go. So you got to be willing to accept that.
Free vacation.
But that's a free vacation. All right. Liam from the website. My roommate and I are both in our late 20s, and I've been living together for over a year.
Okay.
We get along pretty well, but there's one issue that has been causing a lot of tension between us. My roommate has the habit of not flushing the toilet after he's done. I've asked him multiple times to please flush he's finished, but he always seems to forget or ignore me. I'm so grossed out about it every time.
Yeah, well, is this a number one or a number two?
It could be any of them. I have to go to the bathroom after he's been in there and see his poop in the toilet.
Oh, there you go. Asked and answered.
What do I do besides continuously reminding him?
You run. You escape this.
Do you think that that's a sign of
yes,
potential psychopathy?
Yes. I have. I there was a time in this studio, yeah, I forgot to flush once. I did. I don't know how it happened. I have no idea. It seems impossible that I could have walked out of the bathroom without flushing. But it happened. Guilty as charged. Mike, I apologize. He walked in, and we got to lift that toilet seat up. Whoa! There's someone else's insides.
It was occupied.
I mean, that's like, I don't get embarrassed. I don't embarrass easily. That's one of the most embarrassing things I can remember. If you are, like, you get one strike. This is not baseball rules. Mike, if you find another one of my turds in there, you get to just put me down. Take me out behind the shed.
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm done. You run from this roommate, Liam. This guy is a psycho.
But in Liam's defense here, I mean, this is a roommate. I was not really in the roommate game for quite long, but I've heard it's a difficult thing to navigate.
Yeah, everything else is good other than the poops in the toilet. Now,
is he four? That's if he's four or five, I get it. They're still learning.
Do they make a weight-sensitive toilet flusher seat? So once you put weight on it, it spring loads.
Okay.
And when you lift thy booty, it flushes the toilet.
They have automatic toilets, Andy. These are already done, and it's not like a weight. It's just
they do.
Most
public
restrooms
have
these.
I guess they do. I don't know why I was inventing something new for the home. A motion sensor.
How much do those things cost, you think?
I mean,
they can't
spare no expense for this problem.
Not too much. In this situation, it can't cost too much.
Okay, but so let's say you can't do that, though. What? I mean, you fight fire with fire?
Oh, you go, you dump.
You poop on their poop?
No, 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 that's not, not fighting fire with fire.
No, that's
you leave it.
No.
Till somebody flushes the, the ultimate standoff?
Oh, man.
Where everybody loses?
And then eventually you can't flush it.
You
that is
having guests over?
I'm not flushing. You flush.
I have friends that were in a roommate battle. But the roommate battle was related to dirty dishes on the countertop. And eventually one friend, they were tired of asking so many times, they just started leaving them there. And the other friend started leaving them as a payback. And it was like a back and forth until the countertops were not ever.
That sucks.
And so you're stuck.
And I'll bet that first roommate didn't even care. This first roommate wouldn't care about that. They'd be like, oh, cool, bro.
It was mine from earlier.
Saving water too.
I don't know. I mean, because they come back and the toilet's always flushed.
So you're doing them a favor?
Yes.
Look, this is a huge problem. There should be a penalty system. I'm okay if somebody, if I have to flush for you, how much money do you have to put in the jar every time you make the mistake for me to feel like it's a net positive?
Well,
is it $100 a poop?
It's a quarter.
I mean, they're not doing.
What do you mean a quarter?
25 cents for a pee?
Oh,
it's $1,000 for a poop. If you're going to not flush, all right, don't flush your pee.
Right, save the water, save the planet.
Whatever, I mean, gross.
Save the cheerleader.
Yeah, but no, you flush number twos every time.
Okay.
So the answer here, Liam, is automatic toilet or find a new place to live.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's draft.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run? Take a nap? Read a book? While a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time, the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you so you can do more of it. I am a huge supporter of talk therapy because, honestly, sometimes getting things aligned, figuring out what's important to you, figuring out how the best way through an issue that you're dealing with is to talk to a professional. Sometimes those issues, they're just too big to stay in your head rattling around, and you got to talk to somebody about it. And talk therapy is a great way to do it. And if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ballers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ballers.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, we are drafting different ways to say hello. So this is, you know, paint that picture. You're walking up to somebody,
okay,
and you're not saying hello. You're saying some other variation of hello. And I'll be curious which ones people pick because they do say something about you.
Yeah, I think mine might go a couple different places. And there is not a 101 of this draft. There's no Michael Jordan here. I'm going to go with one that I use from time to time. And it was the first word you heard on this podcast today. It's howdy.
No, come on, man.
Yeah. Oh.
It's howdy.
It's the one that I needed.
Yeah,
for my life.
Needed howdy?
I needed howdy.
Interesting. Yeah, Andy's got a lot of country in him.
If you say howdy to a certain age demographic, you earn their respect immediately.
Because
if you say it to another, you lose it immediately.
You can say it different ways.
Which demo do you get the respect from?
Older adults.
Let's say people I don't give a crap about.
Oh!
You're almost one of them, Mike.
Oh, not even. No, I'm not even close to the howdy generation.
You're getting close. You're getting real close. You should try it.
But
Jason just drafted at 101.
Yeah, but the thing is there's a serious howdy, and that's what you use with the older generation. Howdy. And they respect that. They go, howdy, partner. There's also
the entire old generation are cowboys?
Well, they're
I
from
don't think
they're the
saying time howdy,
before. they're from the time before electricity. But there's also just like there's a comic sans version of howdy where it's just like howdy, you know.
That wasn't it. No, it's just howdy.
Yeah.
It's better as a response to a hi. If somebody comes to you and says hello and you go howdy, that's the least intimidating howdy. Yeah. That's the least twangy howdy. It would have been my one-on-one. I'm absolutely devastated.
It's on my list, but it would have been howdy stranger.
You throw the stranger in.
Oh, yeah.
Just to pull away from the West.
That's right.
Pull away from the partner.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They aren't a stranger. I know who they are.
Oh, man. Next level.
Unfortunately, that's the one-on-one to me. It's right. unique. I do use it. I haven't heard you use it.
I've used it okay. here. I've said howdy to you in the morning.
All right. I'll pay closer attention.
All right.
Maybe include the partner.
For you.
For me. I'm going to have to take a real layup here. I'm going to have to go with a classic, a simple. Look, it's not flashy. It's the core of the greetings. And I'm going to go with hey. I'm going with hey.
Sure.
Hey. It's simple.
Yeah.
I don't have to explain it. You know what it is. You've used it all the time. It's not hello. It's hey.
You guys are going with real short ones. Mine are ridiculous.
Okay. Well, my list has some of those on
okay.
them.
Okay. So you're just going with this simple?
I'm going with hey.
All right.
Howdy. Hey. And Mike?
And I'm going with, I'm up.
Yep.
I got two picks here with my first pick. I'm going, look what the cat dragged in.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
We're taking this draft in a couple different directions.
Not what I expected. I can tell you right now, every one of my greetings is one word or two words.
Okay. See?
So you took it to another level. Look
That's
what
right.
the cat dragged in. That was, I brought this draft up to my wife when I knew we were doing it, and that was her first one.
Really? Yeah.
But she couldn't find the word. She was like, look what got dragged in here. Look at what's dragged. It was like in a bar. Like, look what got dragged into the bar. She couldn't find it. But look at what the cat dragged in.
Yeah, look what the cat dragged in.
Wow.
And then I'm going to follow that up with.
You can't say that. That's not a casual interaction. Like, you're walking past somebody in the street, and they say hello, and you go, look what the cat dragged in. Yeah. Like, I'm just saying, it's a certain situation. It's a little more nuanced.
This can't be a stranger unless you're trying to really say that.
It can't be a stranger.
No.
Okay, go on.
All right, and then the other one.
Look what the dog dragged in.
Well, I'm gonna hit him with the super formal. So your howdy is for older folk.
Yeah.
This one, I mean, this one's just completely gone because you got to get both words in there. You get the greetings and salutations.
I wanted it. I wanted greetings and salutations. It's high up on my list.
It's so bad. Greetings and salutations.
Oh, no, that's wonderful. That, again, it does accompany the Victorian era.
If you're trying to greet a ghost, I would go with greetings and salutations.
See, I had shortened it. I had greetings on the list. So I have hey. Mics are very interesting. I have to go here because I'm worried about it. I'm worried about it getting around to me, and okay. I feel like I need a little bit of a spice.
Okay.
So
after drafting hey, you need some spice.
So I'm going with what's up.
Hi.
I'm going with what's up.
Okay.
What's
right.
up?
What's up?
It's classic. It's not what's that. It's just... What's up? All right.
Yeah,
Jason, you're back up.
All right. Hey, I know my first. I know my first one here. I got the howdy. I got the howdy partner. You know, kind of as an unspoken rule, as a follow up to my howdy. But I'm gonna stick in the Western theme here.
What?
And this one only works if you have
in a saloon.
If you have a prop, and you're talking to a certain person.
Okay.
This is
what?
Ma'am, with a tip of the cap.
Oh.
You got to have a cowboy hat on. You got to do the
we're have props now.
Well,
look, look what the cat dragged in.
I'm going, ma'am.
That's not a hello.
Ma'am. It says so much. It says so much. You could be respectful.
But what if you're talking to an old man and you say ma'am?
Well, I would say howdy. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got it covered, Mike.
Yeah, he's good.
The dudes get a howdy. The ma'ams get a ma'am. Ma'am. But it's
with
respectful
because
it's with the nod. It's the tip of the cap. It's ma'am. I'll take this cap
off. All the podcast listeners can hear your head nodding.
Yeah, they
a
know
bit.
What they know what I'm doing. All right, so now that I've got ma'am and howdy partner,
you're on a hot streak.
I feel the need to go somewhere else.
Yeehaw!
I'm getting out of the West, and I'm going to the tropics, where I've never been, where Mike has been, and Andy, you are going soon, and I'm taking Aloha.
It's a good one.
I mean,
it feels good.
I want to have the lay around the neck and a greeting of Aloha in my life in the near future.
I don't know anybody that lives in Hawaii that doesn't adopt all of that language, because it's so friendly on the tongue.
Yes.
Right? Now that is hello and goodbye. Is that right?
I mean, they just they do what they want.
Yeah.
I like it.
And it feels good.
I want to say hello when leaving somewhere. Could you imagine just like hello. You're about to go away and you're leaving the door and you turn around to somebody and say hello. And then you just walk out. Feels weird. That's what they're doing.
All right, so you went with ma'am and aloha.
Ma'am with a tip of the cap.
Yes. I have hey and what's up, and I'm going to go with hey there.
Okay.
I'm going with hey there.
So you have hey and hey there.
That would be like me drafting howdy partner.
Look,
I got it already.
I have. That's true, isn't
that's
it?
That's fine. Oh, no,
can I pivot?
No, way. You are stuck. Hey there. Hey.
Look,
I can't wait to see
you. Don't understand how narrow my list was. I was looking for real part and parcel substitutions for the word hello.
Hey, ma'am.
I didn't know we were drafting like long formal greetings.
I mean, I just drafted ma'am. That's one word.
No, yours is good.
All right.
Yours are all good.
I like it, though. Hey there. I've used it.
If you're not in the mood for hey, throw a little there in there. All right, my draft is terrible.
Oh, man, you spiced it up.
Yeah.
You got it.
Man.
It's a paprika.
What is that, garlic?
All right.
A little habanero
the worst
over there.
The worst part is I thought I was doing something original when I said it. That's what's amazing. I'm going through my list. I'm like, oh, there's hey, and then there's hey there.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Yep.
All right.
Hey there is more, for what it's worth, that's like recognition. If you say hey, you can say it to anybody.
Yeah.
If you say hey there, that is someone you care about.
That's true. Okay. That's true. That's why it's so spicy.
Yeah.
All right.
You're not here. You're there.
So I have look what the cat dragged in, greetings and salutations. Oh, man. Hey there. It's so good.
It really feels like you got an extra one when you say you got greetings and salutations. Well done.
Because no one's like, salutations. No.
Actually, you can do them separately.
You can, but it's not.
I think you could do greetings separate, but I think Mike's right. Like, you would never salutations.
You could say salutations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could.
Well, not in the West.
You could say dogwood, but, like, you don't do it because that makes no sense.
You should really all right. Try hey there.
Let's see.
Hey We're there, gonna, partner.
We are going to go. I'll go with one that's a little bit more simple here for my third pick. Just a simple, how's it going?
Okay.
Yeah.
How's it going? Just no, that's a greeting.
Just a little more modern.
It's certainly better than look what the cat dragged in.
It's
more friendly.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's probably one of the most common actual real world used, you know, by probably the three of us is like, how's it going? Yeah.
What's
it going
amazing
is like
is
probably
if,
my default.
If you don't take the word how and is and combine them, it's a horribly awkward greeting. You have to say, how's it going?
Yeah.
You cannot say, how is it going?
Oh, you hit the
contraction.
You got
to
hit it in there?
I'm just saying, like, it's interesting.
All right. And the last one.
So interesting.
I like it. The last one is ridiculous. And I, guilty, have used it. It's a little bit of a longer one, but it is, in fact. Well, what do we have here?
I was trying to, literally, I'm looking at my list. I say it's boring and stupid. I'm in the middle of writing the words well to try to find something unique and special.
Fantastic.
It is the most dadliest of dad greetings.
Well.
What do we have here?
Fantastic.
Wow.
That's for when they show up late past curfew.
Exactly.
Well, then I need a lot more spice on this group.
Hello there is available.
I don't think anybody has drafted hi.
That's also available. But unfortunately, I need to match my competition. So I'm going to have to go with fancy meeting you here.
Oh, that's
That's a good one. There we go. He's in the game.
It's not quite hey there.
Fancy meeting you here.
Yeah. There we go. Welcome.
I like it.
Welcome in.
I like it.
Welcome to the draft.
See, that's a good first pick.
Yeah, but have you tried? What's up?
Yeah.
All right. So am I done yet? Or do I have
No, you're
one?
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, are you done? So I'm finishing up here.
So howdy.
I've got howdy.
Ma'am.
So I got the Western, and then I've got the Aloha. I've got the Hawaiian.
Yeah.
So I feel like I need a destination here. I'm sticking with my theme of cultural versions of greetings, and I'm going with g'day, mate. Yeah.
That's good. That's a good one. G'day, mate.
Hit him with the g'day.
G'day.
G'day, mate.
Okay. Yeah, no. That's
I mean,
nice.
I would say g'day, but I don't know if I can do it without. I had a hard enough time not putting shrimp on the Barbie after that.
We are the worst. Hello, culture. We are just going to characterize you into this one word.
That's from Ace Ventura. Like that's where it's from for me. It's
no, that's it.
Well, no, I'm just saying that's
what the shrimp on the Barbie.
Yeah,
isn't that Dumb and Dumber?
Oh, yes, sorry, Dumb and Dumber.
Man, that's embarrassing.
That is
busted.
Oh boy. Yes. All right, so you're closing it out with g'day.
I don't know, man.
Went classic Jim Carrey and said Ace Ventura.
Who
Shame
are you?
On me. Shame on me.
You a robot?
G'day, mate.
That's it. By the way, as you might expect, I had a lot of very short other options.
Yeah, what do you got?
I have sup.
Okay. Yeah.
I have hi.
Yeah, nice.
I have yo.
Yo is on my list.
Yo is very good.
I have bonjour.
Oh, that's a good one. I have the daytimes.
Yeah, I had
that would have been the other one I would have gone with.
Morning.
Daytimes.
Daytime. No, but morning. Evening.
Yeah. Afternoon.
Yeah. Those are the only three acceptable daytimes. That's right?
That's a strange.
Could you have drafted a nod by itself? The hat tip by itself as a greeting?
I don't know.
Well, isn't it different ways to say hello?
Well, I mean, you're saying it with body language.
Doesn't say different ways to greet someone.
Sure.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter. Don't
get too deep in there, otherwise you're going to end up disqualifying. Look at what the cat dragged in.
Now, Owl has given you a little bit of a perk here. I don't know if you see, this is probably how it'll go out for the poll. He's given you exclamation points.
It has helped.
It's not just, hey, it's, hey!
No, it's better. It's much, I'm looking at
hey
it.
Hey there!
I thought my list was trash, and it is, but it's not as trash.
He spiced it up for you. That was nice. I don't see exclamation points anywhere else except for hey there.
Could I have gone with
G'day, mate.
G'day, mate got one.
Could I have gone with oi?
Oh, that's a good one.
Roy Kent.
Oi. Oi.
I think that's a greeting.
Oh, that's definitely a greeting.
It's a Oy. Word that has many purposes.
It's a good word.
What did we learn today?
I genuinely learned that you cannot swim in space. I thought you could propel yourself with your arms and your legs.
You cannot.
So like if I had flippers on.
No.
Because you're not pushing
There's
against
no
anything.
There's no air.
There's no resistance.
Did you think there was space water out there?
I mean, I get it. Like, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. It's hard for me to wrap my mind that there's, like...
No propulsion.
Nothing. Not, gas that's expanded so much further out, but, like, it's absence.
Yeah,
it's a vacuum. Like a vacuum.
Well, it's like the vacuum of space.
Mike, did you learn anything today?
Yeah, I learned that I may be underestimating the future of batteries.
That's fair, and you also learned the nuclear family thing.
Yes,
I learned that you both... don't really like space the way that I thought you did. That'll do it for today's show. Thanks for tuning in, supporting the show, supporting the podcast. Give us your ideas. Head over to jointhespit.com, support the show. And guess what? We're going to do another one of these. I promise. Next week. Enjoy.
Goodbye.
Good day.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast.
Hello.
To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.